stage, a fine musician, as well a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
Hi, this is Bleak in here at CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Exquisite Corpse, Canada's favorite radio show, as you know. We're in on the, we're starting the second week of the pledge drive. I almost said the plunge drive. That would be interesting. That could be painful as well. Yeah. Anyway, today we're going to be playing you some of the classic Plunderphonic stuff that you know so well from this show, and I have some giveaways, some little different ones than last week, but very special. I have one called Plunder Pledge in front of me. It has artists on it such as Cassette Boy, Evolution Control Committee, Wayne Butane, Negative Land, RX, Twink, People Like Us, Porist, Ozymiso, Escape Mechanism, Chris Burke, and Social Security, and Value Village People. So,
hi, this is Bill Cosby.
This is Bill Cosby.
Here's a sample of the stuff that's on the disc.
Dope to your children.
Hopefully, when this confrontation occurs, it will make you feel deep-rooted hatred for men.
I never thought of it that way.
So there you go.
I guess neither did I, Dad.
These are dangerous. Sampling war, of the tracks.
Killer. Fraud. CIA. Mayhem. Crisis. Horrible. Inflation. Military threat. The flaming debris.
Evolution Control Committee.
Attack.
Rocked by rape.
Stress injuries. Prison disaster. Economic collapse. Dangerous radiation.
It's time for the question of the week. The question this week is...
You want to come with me and play Mumbly Peg?
Oh, please.
Wayne Butane, banana cream bowling ball.
Send us a witch.
Piece of pie?
No.
We got good hamburgers, you know.
No.
Negative Land, piece of pie.
Sure, anything you say.
I'm listening, that's all.
Imagine all the people
sharing. RX, imagine Walk on the Wild Side.
That's one way of practicing the alphabet.
What is wrong with you?
Twink, Alphabet.
When you are a drug addict, it is easy. Being addicted to heroin for 13 long years.
People Like Us, Wobbly, and Jet Black Hair People with Drug Addict.
Is enough to provide meat for about 8 American homes.
Porist with Meat Supply.
I want to go home. I want sex.
Evolution Control Committee and I Want a Cookie. And, of course, Ozymiso and Intro Inspection, which we played last week.
And every mother's child is gonna roast with their eyes all aglow on an open fire.
Value Village People, chestnuts to you.
If you don't know it, just guess, okay?
What animal was
it? What animal?
A porous composition of sheep and Chris Burke here. Devil Wynn watched her play.
Get some from your good old grocery.
Negative Land, Jolly Green Giant.
I don't understand you then. What must be over for July?
Hi, Dad again. Bye. Hi, bye. Hi, bye. Hi, bye.
And of course, Social Security with Hi, Bye from the Free Speech for Sale compilation. So those are some of the things. Those are all the things you will get on Plunder Pledge, the disc, if you do a little bit of, you know, of sending money our way.
And, of course, that number is 822-8648. That's UBC Unit.
And I'm in here with my good friend Luke Meat.
Hi, Bleak.
Of A Noise. And
thanks to everyone who called in on A Noise yesterday. We're at $9,269, which means we're 30 bucks away from making $9,300. And to all you weirdos out there, you know that 93 is a good psychic number. So be the one to call. Only $30 gets you a Friends of CITR card available at dozens and dozens of businesses all over Vancouver. And you get the satisfaction of knowing you're helping out Vancouver's best radio station.
Yes.
If you ask me. So, you
and
know.
Canada's favorite radio show.
Absolutely. Most popular radio show.
Okay. We have, okay, $30 gets you the Friends of CITR card. And also the Plunder Pledge disc and a Value Village People Extreme Makeover.
Fantastic.
CD. Album of the year. Last year.
of that year. What a year that was.
Yes. $60 gives you the Friends card plus one CITR shirt and those two discs, the Plunder Pledge and Extreme Makeover. And the 101.9 will be... we can give you the card, the Friends card, the limited edition T-shirt made by Sean Maxey, you know, and we'll also throw in a Laurie Anderson CD along with the Plunder Pledge and Extreme Makeover.
And the Laurie Anderson CD is?
Big Science.
Big Science.
Big Science.
So no record collection is complete without that one, if you ask me.
So, definite must. And, okay. So I think we're gonna get into some music now. Let's get into a track. This is one of the ones from Plunder Pledge. This is Poorest and Meat Supply on Exquisite Corpse Radio.
This is Bill White with a science report. An Israeli scientist has developed an unusual method to make meat taste better. First, put a kilogram or more of firm meat in a container filled with water. Add a small amount of explosives. Then mix carefully and explode. No, the meat scientist is not attempting to destroy the meat. Instead, he is making it look and feel like traditional meat products. His method is simple. Shockwaves from an explosion tear small pieces of muscle and other particles away from the meat. This makes the meat softer and easier to eat. If they eat meat, body heat. Uncooked meat, easier to eat. Bricks and concrete for companies that sell meat. The birds will die too high. Why? The light from our universe is closer to white. It is very close to white. Bill White. This is Bill White. Coquille. 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 Order must exist within disorder. The Department of Agriculture says the greatest threat to the economy and environment of the state is from the poor people around the world. Their numbers have sharply increased, and they have quickly spread. There are many efforts designed to stop the spread and to reduce their population size. Hong Kong has almost 7 million people that will never disappear. However, they are not especially aggressive. People there are made to taste like either chicken or beef. People praise its taste in the United States. The meat scientist is trying to find an effective chemical that can be safely used to transport, sell, and bring home foreigners for food, decreasing populations around the world. One human is enough to provide meat for about 8 American homes. He says the United States will now become a leader in taste. Special interest groups say the best population to eat is the dark kind because it contains the most healthful substances. Africa is an example. However, many poor people contain high levels of a poisonous substance that must be removed before the people can be eaten. In the Middle East, large pieces of meat are more important than borders, men, boys, girls, or political conflicts. Information can be found on the INS Internet website, www.meat.ins.gov. Koki. 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 Koki.
Koki.
Koki.
Koki.
So
that's art to me. So thanks to
Mr. Splashy Pants. Mr. Splashy Pants. For $30, which sends us up to $99.58.
We are 42 cents away from making $9,300.
Glass ceiling.
So if you really, really, really want to be a total help, 42 cents would be awesome. But
it won't get you much.
It'll get you the pride of knowing that you hit us at $9,300.
But thanks to Luke.
Thanks, Luke.
Out there?
Yeah.
You'll be getting the Plunder Pledge disc and the Extreme Makeover by Value Village PO. I think you have that already, so
there you go.
The Plunder Pledge.
Throw in the Plunder Pledge then. Speaking of Wayne Butane, we were gonna talk about there.
Yeah.
What is this? The Cocteau Twins you got going on?
This is a Tones on Tail. These are my instrumentals for my backing.
Oh yeah,
you're my bed music. So
trying
to
create the mood there.
All right, let's talk about Wayne Butane. What do you know about Wayne Butane?
Well, he's everyone's favorite plunder funny artist. He's based out of Arizona, I believe. And
I believe so, too.
And he started sending you CDs years ago.
Yeah.
And they definitely made me laugh so hard I peed myself. And so I wrote him and said, look, Wayne, can you send CITR some stuff? And he graciously did.
Yeah.
And he actually gave us a call to make sure that they arrived. And he was very friendly and very, very, the only funny thing about him was that he didn't. I was like, can we interview you? You know what I mean? Like, I wanted to have him on, this show or my show or whatever. And he flat out said, you know what? I'm not into it for that angle at all. I don't have much to say and stuff like that. But I slowly started talking to him and I was like, cripes, buddy, you'd make a great interview. You know, like, I mean, because he's a smart dude. And it's like, the one interesting thing about him that he told me is about 50 to 60% of his samples come from VHS videotape. And so that amazes me, you know what I mean, that he's actually looping tape and stuff, like we're talking videotape, you know. And all of his
I'm trying to think of the guy he keeps ripping on all the time.
Johnny Mathis. Yeah,
Johnny Mathis.
he was a really cool guy. Go visit his website. Just type in Wayne Butane. Just Google that. You'll go
or,
to
yeah.
I think it's the what is it? The Flaming Canine.
Flaming Canine.
Yeah.
.com. I think it is.
Great website. But, but his MySpace page. He's got two of them. And
yes,
he's got two MySpace pages. Yes. And all of his top friends are all these super hot girls.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've noticed that.
It's like other one, because I've been on his top 10 for a while.
He puts in, I think he intentionally adds those spam friends that are on MySpace. like Sheena and, it's like, I have a webcam and come and check me out. Yeah. And so that gives you an idea of what kind of humor he is. And we might have to warn you that there is going to be probably a few blue words said in this.
There's a lot of potty humor involved. Which is one of the things that I kind of like about him. You can cringe while listening to him, but you can still pee yourself laughing.
He certainly can't read or work or do anything while he's on, at least. No. Like, he's one of those guys that just absolutely forces you to listen to him.
Now, I first heard Wayne Butane because my friend Michelle from Kamloops was starting trying to start a distro business, and she got this Wayne Butane guy to start sending her tapes that she could distro. So the first one she had was Eat Shit and Bark at the Moon on cassette. And he was trading the cassettes.
Wow.
You know, each side completely filled with sound collage stuff.
Funny. That's awesome. But,
so that's where I first heard him. It must have been 98 or so.
And he's a constant contributor to 24 Hours of Radio Art and stuff like that, and which is happening January 17th.
January 17th.
As always, his favorite day of the year.
We need to get on that.
All right. Yeah, let's listen to some Wayne here.
Some Wayne Butane.
Listen up, if your kids are listening, cover their ears. But
This is Banana Cream Bowling Ball from, what's it from again? I can't remember.
It's on Imbalance.
Imbalance, yes. Here we go.
Well, Wayne, what are you going to do for us today?
I only want to get revenge on those dirty bastards that killed my parents.
Another requested song.
That was Hellish Scumfest with the Bedpan Song.
That was beautiful.
You shut up.
Banana cream.
Bowling ball.
Hi, this is Don Phillip.
Who the fuck was that?
Hello, Kitty's dad asked.
Now, let's turn our attention to
unnatural acts with animals.
An awful lot of us are spending an enormous amount of time on
bestiality.
It's rampant out here.
And I've never even seen it.
Unfortunately, I have not yet been able to
dance around in a circle and sing these words.
And that is the chief reason why the Dutch government has not yet recognized my work openly and officially.
Get out of here.
God wouldn't like this. If God knew what I was doing, he wouldn't like this.
Sound collage.
Nonsense, laughed Uncle Wiggily.
We interrupt this program to bring you more bad news.
John Denver. Fuck Shirley.
Shut up, fool.
Now, here's another one that I remember singing along to in the car quite a bit.
That was Exit 666 by the group Satan's Jockstrap.
That track is fresh.
Hi, this is George Kirby.
Shirley is fucking beautiful.
Hey, you better watch it, clown.
The voice of God spoke, saying,
Nanny, nanny, boo-boo.
What'd you say?
Nanny, nanny, boo-boo.
Amen.
They rewrote the Bible and replaced the God character with a talking chimp named Chucky.
Oh, you know what? I read about that.
And Jesus is Lord.
I don't know about Chuck Marcy. Maybe he can't do it. Give him a chance, sir. How about you, Marcy? You're in good shape.
Now, let's talk a little more about this.
No!
Not till you're 21.
Now close your eyes and visualize what shall be related to you. Think of a
clean bowling shirt.
Now the problem is how to get the shirt from her and at the same time tell her I don't want it.
What's that all about?
No, you know.
Liver.
Another requested song.
That's the wrong record, you void brain.
Now, let's talk a little more about
big black dildos.
But first, Dan Rather with this.
Thank you, sir.
Hi, this is Doc Severinsen asking you to
lie or be impolite.
He's right.
The preceding announcement was paid for by
these fucking bastards.
Think what it will mean to thousands of people all over the world.
For heaven's sake, don't just sit there thinking.
Go fuck yourself.
For your free brochure, write the foundation, Nebraska City, Nebraska.
Fuck yourself.
Slightly.
Woo-woo. We're going to give you a little look at our backside.
That's enough, no more.
Woo-woo.
My favorite episode is the one where Colonel Hogan and his men are sent to the ovens.
The sounds and rhythms which you now hear are coming from...
Meanwhile,
better use these handcuffs and whatnot before your girlfriend runs away again.
Said Hedgehog.
The guy that we fought with the bamboo hat has just been here.
Said Stoat.
Suddenly the mole said,
you skunk! Eat dirt!
Mole felt very grumpy.
Suck my dick!
Said Squirrel.
Oh, okay.
Said
the mascara snake.
You rub it dick!
I know this skirts the edge of insanity, but at the risk of sounding insane, let me just ask you a direct question.
Why aren't you a nice guy like Wally Cleaver?
I don't understand this fucking question.
What's the question again?
Little kids can be spanked. Tell me a way teenagers are punished.
Hypodermic needle.
All right, the old hypodermic needle!
I got blisters on my
testicles.
The voice of God spoke, saying,
Leah Ringo, Ever Banana.
My name's Susan. What's your name?
I'm Shadow Beach.
That's a good name. Burger.
Burger, burger, burgers,
burger.
Burger, burgers,
burger.
Burger, hamburgers.
Guess that says it all.
No, not really.
What's your name?
Let's leave my identity a mystery, all right?
It's time for the question of the week. The question this week is...
Want to come with me and play Mumbly Peg?
Oh, please.
Send us a witch.
Perp hip is conchicalist, isn't he? Hip medic is the subchingness of his time.
He is not getting his ideas across.
No. You tickled it is.
I can understand that.
U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage says...
More titty for daddy, yes!
He likes big boobs. This much I know.
Yeah. I don't know where my baby is.
Hey, baby!
I'm Tom Brokaw, and I'll see you...
In hell.
A terrible thought, isn't it?
Yeah.
And repeat. And repeat.
Try it today.
Now back to Mrs. Ronald Reagan and her guest.
A pimp named Billy Chartreuse.
No.
Three's company was videotaped.
In the middle of the parking lot of the Bank of America.
Don't buy the trash you just laid on me.
All right.
That is some good trash.
Wayne Butane.
Wayne Butane.
Potty humor there for you. That came from Imbalanced originally, and the poorest track we played at the beginning of the show was from Tourists, and the track was Meat Supply. What those two tracks have in common is that they are on the Plunder Pledge disc, which I am offering if you give a pledge of at least $30. And a number to call, once again, is 822-8648.
That's UBC, UNIT, UNIT, for all the numberly impaired people out there.
That's right.
The funniest thing, Bleak, about these compilation CDs that certain DJs have been making here for CITR for Pledge Drive and stuff like that, I've had a few questions I'm worrying about. It's like, oh, is there like copyright issues and stuff like that? But with this disc, yeah. The Plunder disc, this is all illegal music to begin with. So, you know, like
it's all illegal anyway.
It fulfills the prophecy of, 100% no copyrights involved at all. You've got some really good stuff on here, man. Holy cow. Can I make a request if possible?
Sure.
Well, one of the coolest things, like the thing about CITR is like, where else are you going to hear stuff like this? You know, like really. And one great memory I have with you was when we got to interview Don from Negative One.
Yeah.
And we turned that into a three-hour extravaganza where we just sat and played Negative One for 2 hours. And then we had Dawn on the phone for an hour.
That is online, actually.
It is online. On your website.
I have it. It's Bleak. Now, I'll give you some time to think about this and write it down. Bleak.sensoryresearch.net.
Great website.
You can find the Value Village people stuff. There are all four of the Feliz Navidadas are on there for download. Luke's interview with Tim Gane is
from
on
Stereo
there.
Lab, yeah.
And
you want to turn down the crescendo a little bit there? Sorry,
you know, I like this.
Okay,
and
yeah,
Four and Free, and the interview with Negative Land, of course, is on there. Plus some other shows of mine that from the past.
But yeah, if we could hear this Negative Land track, like, I mean, Negative Land to us, that was like us.
Yeah.
Us interviewing Negative Land, when we got asked if we wanted to interview Negative Land, that would be like asking like any red state if they want to interview Jesus, kind of thing, you know? Like, it was just okay, you know, like, you know what I mean? It was awesome. And he seemed impressed with you know, more than a few of our questions, I think. And
we had a bunch lined up for him.
Yeah, definitely, you know.
So which Negative Land?
You got Jolly Green Giant on here, which track 16. Now this is one of the most famous outtakes in audio history. It's Orson Welles reading text from the, I think it's for Del Monte or Jolly Green Giant, or what's the company that puts out Jolly Green Giant, you know what I mean?
That's a good question.
You know what I mean? But the canned asparagus
Del Monte,
you know,
it is.
I think it might be Del Monte. I'm not sure.
But
yeah, it's like one of the greatest minds of our acting generation, you know, being reduced to having to say lines like, you know, crumb crisp coating and stuff
being
like that.
Shown for the ass that he must
have absolutely.
Been, you know,
absolutely, you know. And so it's him arguing. And you know what? Animaniacs, the great cartoon, did a great parody of the Orson Welles thing, where it's Pinky and the Brain. It's the brain reading stuff, and the brain's voice is based on Orson Welles' voice.
Yeah.
And in fact, the guy that does the brain on Animaniacs did the voice of Orson Welles in Ed Wood, the Johnny Depp movie. Actually,
crazy.
Do you remember that? You know, like
yeah, it's been a while. But
sorry, I'm going off my rant here. But yeah, Negative Land, Jolly Green Giant. Give us a call here 822-8648 UBC Unit. Please pledge, and what was it, for $30 you get this disc?
For at least $30 you'll get the Plunder Pledge disc.
$30 you get the Plunder Pledge disc.
Which we are playing a lot of tracks from, all tracks that we've been playing.
Pretty much.
Except for the background
music. This will give you a good idea of what you're getting, you know.
And you'll also get the Extreme Makeover disc from Value Village People. All right, here's a Negative Land and a Jolly Green Giant.
Okay, when you're ready...
We know a remote farm in Lincolnshire where Mrs. Buckley lives. Every July, peas grow there. Do you really mean that?
So in other words, I'd start half a second late.
Don't you think you really want to say July over the snow? Isn't that the fun of it?
If you make it almost when that shot disappears, it'll make
I think it's so nice that you see a snow-covered field and say every July, peas grow there.
One writer might do it this way. The peas plan that ends vegetable wars forever. The green giant, who is just about as big as a corn and pea man can get, has a plan that guarantees peas on earth forever.
Hey, this is 11, second half.
We know a remote farm in Lincolnshire where Mrs. Buckley lives. Every July, peas grow there. We aren't even in the fields, you see.
Peas on earth forever.
We're talking about them growing and she's picked them.
Yeah.
On
what?
He is on earth, goodwill towards men. According to his plan, you just reach for a can of plump green giant peas. They're so sweet and tender that the worst vegetable hater in the family will surrender and nobody will call it appeasement. Get some from your good old grocer, like now.
I don't understand you then. What must be over for July?
When we get out of that snowy field.
When I was out, we were onto a can of peas, a big dish of peas when I said in July.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, always. I'm always past that.
You are?
Yes. Well, that's about where I say in July.
Now we need something to bring the bones and stones of this verbalization to life. We need to find a video brilliancy of enormous power and clarity. A pictorial flash, like a burst of heat lightning, to illuminate the central concept.
We were onto a can of peas, a big dish of peas when I said in July.
The big green jewel of the vegetable kingdom.
Yes. Why, that's about where I say in July.
There will be other pictures in the commercial illustrating secondary flames, which add dimension and depth, or which add mood and feeling. But these will swing out from this video like a man's cape swings out from his shoulders.
Yes, always.
Once arrived at, this video will become a sine qua non of your reality campaign.
You emphasize a bit in July.
Why? That doesn't make any sense. Sorry. There's no known way of saying an English sentence in which you begin a sentence with in and emphasize it. Get me a jury and show me how you can say in July and I'll go down on you. That's just idiotic, if you'll forgive me by saying so. That's just stupid. In July. I'd love to know how you emphasize in and in July. Impossible. Meaningless.
I think all they were thinking about was that they didn't want to.
He isn't thinking.
You never knew a pea could be like this. Dewy sweet, June morning fresh, and overflowing with full pea flavor.
Listen, can we just...
Yeah?
It was my fault. I said in July. If you can leave every July.
You didn't say it. He said it. Your friend. Every July?
This is no ordinary pea.
No, you don't really mean every July. But that's bad copy. It's in July. Of course it's every July.
Try to be real cheery at the beginning. Yeah. Real cheery. Okay. These are all formula type things.
All right, gentlemen, this is take 15.
We know a certain fjord in Norway, near where the cod gather in great shoals. There, Jan Stangeland.
Shit. Fraction more on that shows thing, because you roll it around very nicely.
Yeah, roll it around, and I have no more time. You don't know what I'm up against.
Because the clients are walking in at 4. We have to have a semi-mix, so you've got 100% today.
Sizzle. I think the hopeful tone you did in was better. The hopeful suggestion.
Because Findus frees the cod at sea, and then add a crumb crisp. Crumb crisp coating. Ah, that's tough, crumb crisp coating. I think, no, because of the way it's written, you need to break it up, because it's not as conversationally written. What?
Take crumb out.
Good.
Every porpoise has a purpose.
Norway. Fish fingers in Norway. Finders Norway.
Slippy slidey, gooey grindy.
Flippin' floppy,
The New York Post is keeping the sizzle, but adding the New York Post is keeping the sizzle, but adding the sizzle.
Too much directing around here. Because it's full of things that are only correct because they're grammatical, but they're tough on the ear. You see, this is a very wearying one. It's unpleasant to read. Unrewarding.
It has the common touch, without being or sounding patronizing. If you are writing about bologna, don't try to make it Cornish hen, because that is the worst kind of bologna there is. Just make it darn good bologna.
Here under protest is beef burgers.
I'll start with a steak.
Something to drink with that.
Yeah, give me an extra light.
That's the extra light beer by Pabst?
Yeah, that's right.
The one with just 70 calories?
Pabst. That's good. They probably won't like that.
You know, we'll have several for them.
Beef burgers.
You know, all to yourself, John.
Beef burgers. We know a little place in the American Far West where Charlie Briggs chops up the finest prairie-fed beef and tastes. This is a lot of shit, you know that.
I'll have the $5.95 all-you-can-eat steak special.
One all-you-can-eat steak special. While you're waiting, perhaps you'd like to visit our complimentary salad bar and fill up on lettuce.
I'll wait for the steak.
Feel free.
I want to get that out quick. You gotta get the lettuce.
You want one more? Yeah. More on what beef?
You missed the first beef, actually, completely.
What do you mean, missed it?
You're emphasizing prairie fed.
But you can't emphasize beef. That's like he's wanting me to emphasize in before July. Come on, fellas, you're losing your heads. I wouldn't direct any living actor like this in Shakespeare.
Will you do this? It's impossible.
Orson, you did six last year, and by far and away the best, and I know the reason.
The right reading for this is the one I'm giving you.
That's the old stone in a giant
baby! I spent 20 times more for you people than any other commercial I've ever made. You are such pests. Now, what is it you want? In your depths of your ignorance, what is it you want? Whatever it is you want, I can't deliver because I just don't see it.
That was absolutely fine. It really was. You
isn't worth it. No money is worth it.
That's good. That's good. It'll be a good spot.
Are we on?
That is how that works. Yes. Yes,
fish
always.
Fingers.
Yes. Always.
By Pebbist?
The new steak deal by Pebbist?
thanks to Paolo of Fix Visuals, from what I understand.
Thank
anyway.
You, who actually put us over the proper $9,300 mark, actually.
And we'll be getting the Plunder Pledge disc and Extreme Makeover Audio Edition by Value Village People. Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
For that. Anybody who wants to go up to the $60 mark will get those. Oh, I didn't mention the Friends card. You also get the
Friends card.
But at $60, you get the Friends card, a CITR shirt,
mm-hmm.
those same discs, and we'll throw in the Laurie Anderson.
Big Science.
Big Science. So at $60.
Fantastic.
So let's talk. Oh, let's. We were going to be talking about.
Well, how you and I met each other, actually, was you had a show 2 hours after me. It was 1 hour after me. I was originally on at 12 to 1 on Wednesdays, and then Radio Free. What was it? What was your
Radio Free Press.
Radio Free Press.
It was 2 to 3.
It was 2 to 3, but yeah. I was playing this record, in fact, this one we're about to listen to, The Happy Flowers.
Happy Flowers.
One of the most insane duos out of, they're from New Hampshire or something, I think. And there's a weird James McNew connection to him. Bassist Yola Tango was their roadie for a while.
Yeah.
And but the first thing he ever said to me was, "Oh, I haven't heard this in a while." And right there, I knew that we were going to be best friends forever.
Yeah, at first you thought I was joking.
Oh, no, yeah, I know. Right. No, I did. I was surprised that anyone knew who the Happy Flowers were.
Yeah, and oddly enough, I played this. I heard it and played it for the first time in KUPS Tacoma, where I began my college radio.
I think the Happy Flowers are one of the quintessential college radio bands, actually, because you will not hear them anywhere else, that's for sure. And guaranteed, this record has cleared the room of my choice, if you know what I mean. Like, you slap this on at a party, party's over. And and I mean, like, their names, even, it's like you've got Horribly Charred Infant and Mr. Anus. So there you go. That's the Happy Flowers.
There's a worm in my hand.
Where's a worm in my hand? I wish this gun were real so I could shoot you and sleep in the big bed with mommy. Do you remember that song at all?
No,
like,
I don't.
That's a really good one. There's a soft spot on the baby's head.
Oh, yeah.
Stop touching my food. I saw my picture on a milk carton. Like, all these wonderful, wonderful songs, you know, that Mom, I Gave the Cat Some Acid.
Fun,
you know,
for all the family.
Pretty much.
It's been a while since I've even looked at one of their albums.
Either
but,
way,
if
back when Homestead Records was kicking ass, you know.
Homestead,
like,
yeah. Where I first heard Sebado.
Yep, absolutely.
Holy smokes, that was a KPS too. So. Let's hear Happy Flowers.
And if you want to keep on hearing stuff like this, start donating and give us a shout here at 822-8648 UBC Unit.
Yeah. This is not on any of the discs you will get, but it's just a little... Just a little personal
this
aside.
Is how, this to the listener, this is how this gentleman and myself met each other.
That's how we connected.
So, yeah,
so,
exactly.
Happy Flowers. My frisbee went under a lawnmower.
My frisbee went under a lawnmower.
Here you go.
There you go.
The frisbee went under the lawnmower. Ah!
Okay.
Nothing better, eh?
My frisbee went under a lawnmower. The beautiful sounds of CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Canada's favorite radio show. Call the neighbors, wake the kids.
Yeah.
We have, we're over $9,300.
So, let's take a look then.
Thanks to Paul and Paolo.
No, for $19, no. Do my math for me, would you, Bleak? For $21, that could put us at $93.50. That wouldn't be too bad.
Huh?
Sorry. What would put us at $93.50? Do some math here with me.
Oh.
$21.
Yeah, I think 21. Yeah.
You know, give us a call. We like even numbers here. 93.29 is just such a weird.
0.58. 58
what cents.
Where did that come from?
It comes from all the 101.9 donations. Like,
oh, by the way,
$101.09, you can get lots of cool stuff.
Exactly. Yes. Okay, and that'll get you. Let's go over that. Friends card, limited edition T-shirt with art by Sean Maxey.
I'm wearing it right now.
And, it's very fine and very recognizable.
And there's only 100 in existence. We've only printed 100 shirts.
Oh. Well,
and they're going fast. I'm not lying about that. They really are getting snatched up. So if you want a piece of CITR history and some amazing artwork by a fantastic local artist, give us a shout here at 822-8648.
And if the phone's busy, try again.
Keep trying.
We
only have one line.
8648. 822-8648. UBC unit, in other words.
Who is this?
This is another Tones on Tail.
Nice. Okay.
They're...
Hey, that's such a one of the, for those guys.
Oh, God. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. One of the top... Whatever. Who knows? It keeps changing.
You can take the goth out of the city, but the city doesn't get the goth or whatever?
I don't know.
All right. What were we going to play? RX?
I was going to say... I guess it doesn't matter. RX, this is another track from the Plunder Pledge disc, RX, and you just got it, takes the bush beaches. I don't know, he must spend days on these things.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Like editing bush beaches and making them into music. This one is Imagine / Walk on the Wild Side by RX, CITR, 101.9 in Vancouver.
Imagine yourself heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us, only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. The color girls say. Take a walk on the wild side. 1, 2, 3, 4. Imagine yourself countries. It isn't hard to do that. Nothing to kill or die for. No religion to. Imagine all the people. Life and peace. The color girls say. Take a walk on the wild side. Take a walk on the wild side. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. A brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. The color girls say. Take a walk on the wild side.
side. Take a walk on the wild side. Very tricky. Peace.
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 RX. Isn't that amazing?
It's pretty phenomenal. Like, and he also does, doesn't he do Sunday Bloody Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday Bloody Sunday. He's got a whole album's worth of stuff. The album
and
called,
it's all authentic George W.
It's
Bush.
Dick is a Killer.
Wow.
Which he did. Dick is a Killer. Dick is a Killer.
Wow.
And several other tracks. I can't even name them now. But he has, his website is thepartyparty.com. Thepartyparty.com. You can get all that stuff for free. Down there. Or it's on the Plunder Pledge
it's
disc.
On the Plunder Pledge disc. And there's, I can't believe, I'm going through this, Bleak. There's some amazing stuff on here.
Of course there
that,
is.
Like, well, yeah, you're so modest, too. No, I mean, like,
is
there's,
there...
I mean, we should play Hi Bye. I don't know why I like this song so much, but.
It's a goofy one.
It's
but,
really, because I just remember the ad. I remember the TV commercial really well. And
oh, do you?
It was so, oh, it was so cheesy. It was really, yeah, you know. Yeah. And
for free help, call home.
The fact that, yeah, they exploit this so well is amazing. Now, why don't we talk a little bit about the free speech for sale?
Yes.
Well, the whole Droplift Project.
The Droplift Project is something that I interviewed a few of the people that were into it. And I'm on a list of those people. They're the Snuggles Collective. And they are a Negative Land fan group that has a Yahoo group sort of thing. It's not Yahoo, but it's an email group thing. And so these are people that... The Droplift phenomenon is making a disc of your own stuff or their stuff or whatever it is. And instead of shoplifting it, like taking it out of a store... You droplift it. You put it in the store.
And we're talking about stores like Target and Walmart and like all these major.
With no rhyme or reason. And it's got no price. And usually somebody will find it and wonder, what is this? It has no barcode. What the heck? But it's just, it was a kind of a Dadaistic way of promoting your disc.
Well, that was a neat thing. I mean, that was kind of the early zine revolution where people, I knew a lot of zines that would basically... for free would go into record stores and the like, and they'd stick their zine in albums that they liked. You know what I mean? And so when you picked up, like, say, a Throbbing Gristle record or something like that, you'd have this magazine. It's like, hey, if you bought, you know what I mean? Like,
well,
that's kind of how they got in touch with it. There's a few zines that did that in the early
days. I didn't even know that.
It's a great idea.
You know, I was a zine aficionado. That's good stuff.
That is good stuff.
Yes.
For more good stuff, give us a shout here on the Pledge Line, 822-8648. So you can receive this fantastic CD, Plunder Pledge.
Plunder Pledge.
And the artwork done by yourself as well?
Well, no, I didn't do it. I found it.
It's pretty cool.
Like, it shows...
You have to phone and pledge to get to see the artwork.
Yeah,
this is radio, so
it's really something.
I can't. I'm not even going to bother describing it.
I designed the last disc, the New Wave. Bleak's.
That one's pretty cool, too.
Bleak's Rare Exotic and Predatory New Wave disc, which was last week.
And thanks to the pledgees that got that last week, actually.
That's
and,
right.
But yeah, let's listen to this. Social Security with Hi Bye.
Hi Bye.
Hiya, Diane. It's Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Just wondering how you're doing in your new home.
Great.
I wanted to remind you to get a spare key made and let me know if there's anything that needs fixing, all right? All right, sweetheart. Bye. Hi, Dad again. I forgot to tell you something. Let me know if there's anything that needs fixing, all right? All right, sweetheart. Bye. Hi, Dad again. I forgot to tell you something. All right, sweetheart. Bye. Hi, Dad again. I forgot to tell you something. Bye. Hi, Dad again. Bye. Hi, 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 bye. Hi.
Don't you look smart? Don't you look suave? Don't you look smart? Don't you look suave? Don't you look cool? Don't you look confident?
Hi, bye. Hi, bye.
Don't you look cool?
Hi, bye. Hi, bye.
Don't you look...
I wanted to remind you to get a spare key made and let me know if there's anything that needs fixing, all right? All right, sweetheart, bye. Hi, Dad again. I forgot to tell you something. Diane, I am so proud of you.
For free help, call home.
There you go.
Yes, call home.
Social Security and Hi Bye from Free Speech for Sale. That is a compilation of plunderphonic artists called the Snuggles Collective. Came out with this compilation called Free Speech for Sale, which they drop-lifted all over North America, basically.
Yeah.
And I did a pretty infamous drop at the Virgin Records when it was open downtown. And it created quite a stir because we got the email from someone, well, should I say?
No,
I named a track after this person called Bednar Polka. I'm just going to give that that just that. And it was a track that's had, it was a sort of, how can I put this? It was a, mentally challenged kind of sounding track. Mm-hmm. So I named it after someone who took the CDs and evidently tossed them in file 13.
Very nice.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so it made the collective was talking about it for quite a while on the Snuggles email list. It was pretty interesting.
It's just a great way of avoiding watching TV, you know, like it keeps you busy, you know. Like,
yeah. It's something to get you out there and blow the stink off you, as my grandfather would say.
822-8648.
I'm trying to think of what... do we dare play a VVP?
I thought we could leave Chestnuts
because
till the end.
It's a giveaway thing. Do you want to do that?
We could do it at the end.
That's a good idea.
You know, because Christmas is coming, by the way. Yeah. So, you know, and it's one of the best Christmas tracks I've ever heard. So,
thank you.
And I'm not saying that because I was involved in it at all. But, you know, like, anyways, all I did was make noise in the background.
We still have Twink.
What else
Alphabet,
is on here? You played
people
Alphabet
like us
last week, didn't
People
you?
Like Us and Drug Addict.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a creepy one, right?
It's kind of funny. And
I'm thinking of something else.
You know, to become a drug addict is easy. People Like Us, Wobbly, and Jet Black Hair People from the album called What's the Use.
All right, explain to people who People Like Us are. You know,
People Like Us is Vicky Bennett, and she is a person that lives in England, London, England.
And if you weren't married...
Oh, if I wasn't married, I'd be a total stalker of Vicky. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, she's just a... I model a lot of the stuff that I do is modeled directly. It's just lifted directly off
Her, she's pretty amazing.
Her style. And also Tones on Tail and Steve Fisk. And, but
I can't really hear the Tones on Tail influence in a lot of Valley Village People's stuff, I'm afraid.
Yeah, the end of this, the last track on here is actually a lot of Tones on Tail.
Oh, yeah.
That's instrumental.
I like that one.
It's called A Dead Child Shall Lead Them.
And I'm holding in my hand, Extreme Makeover Audio Edition by the Value Village People that you can get with a $30 donation here on CITR. It is our pledge drive, in case you didn't know that I just told you 3 minutes ago.
You get that with the Plunder Pledge disc.
And the Plunder Pledge disc as well, that we've been focusing on today. And 822-8648 is the number, UBC unit.
822-8648. Call us now. We need new microphones.
Yes.
We need chairs that don't squeak. Squares that don't cheek either.
Squares that don't cheek.
Squares that don't cheek.
You know. If you could see the turntable setup that we've got right now, it is utterly atrocious.
It's Frankenstein.
We are so I don't like the G word, but it's like we're not very money orientated. I don't want to say ghetto, but
I thought you were going to say greedy.
We're not greedy either. You know, we're just asking for just a little bit of bucks just to help us kind of maintain day-to-day organizations and stuff like that.
Honestly, it doesn't go to any one of us in any of our pockets. We're here for free, doing this for free because we love you and we love doing what we do. And to help us out, you can do what you do so well. And we thank you for giving us... what you've given us so far.
Absolutely.
It's going to go a long way as far as...
And we know that it's difficult times, like there's recessions and Christmas coming up, and so we appreciate so much that you guys have donated and shown how much you care, but we just need just a little bit more to just put us over, you know what I mean? Like, get us so we can actually get I mean, I want to start bumper stickers that say "honk if you get our signal" kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like if we could actually get like proper transmitters and stuff like that, then we could actually be a force to be reckoned with. So,
but we'd have to change frequencies, wouldn't we? Because we would bleed over onto
that's a whole
another,
that's other
a whole
story.
Can
that's
of
a
worms.
Whole other story. Yeah.
But all right, kids, let's go on to this track we were talking about. People Like Us, Wobbly, whose name is. John Lydecker.
It's John Lydecker.
John Lydecker. And Jet Black Hair People, I have no idea who they are at all. But they got together and did this track live somewhere. I forget where, but it's
this must have been a blast to see. Like,
I wish
goodness,
I'd been there.
No doubt.
This one's called Drug Addict. Drug Addict from People Like Us and so-and-so.
To become a drug addict is easy. And when you are a drug addict, it is easy. Being addicted to heroin for 13 long years is easy. And alive in the gutter is easy. I decided to make a career of singing. This is exciting. And I became a supper club singer. And as an entertainer, wanting to be a part of the in crowd, I began to drink and I began to smoke. From there I was introduced to pills, the uppers and the downers. I had pills to put me to sleep and pills to wake me up. I was the one that was going to draw the line at murder. And running out the door, I knocked my mother out of the way. And every muscle and ligament was just being torn apart in different directions. And I remember telling the girls and myself, I looked at my skin and it looked that of the turkey. But you know, the day that I was released from prison, it was only 2 hours after. I'd come right back out again and knock my mother out of the way in order to feel normal. And she looked at me quite strangely. Excuse me, to each his own, dog eat dog. And I was going to live my life the way I wanted to live. Parents, obey your children. Day. For 32 hours, my sister and her husband had to sit on me. I thought, this is for real. This is exciting. And as I got down on my knees and asked Christ to knock my mother out of the way 24 hours a day. There was a nurse going by and I called to her and I said, nurse,
call 604-822-8648 and make donations to CITR's third annual fund drive right now. Every little bit helps. We appreciate your support, and to say thanks, have organized some awesome prizes for you. And your donations over $30 will come with a Friends of CITR card. It's a discount card that saves you tons at your favorite stores.
Record shops, eats, books, tattoos. The card's got it all. Check out www.citr.ca for a list of our current Friends businesses. We are updating it all the time, so you always have a chance to save. Get your 2008-2009 Friends card with a $30 donation by calling 604-822-8648 right now.
So
CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. There's the number for you to call. Make sure to do that at some point. Oh,
no, you didn't say the number. You said CITR 101.9.
No, I played the PSA. Okay. Now, here's a sample of some of the stuff you hear on our disc we're giving away.
I never thought of it that way.
I guess neither did I, Dad.
Value Village people.
Life, danger, war, killer.
Evolution war. Control Committee.
CIA, mayhem, crisis, horrible. Inflation, military threat, the flaming debris, fatal heart attack, stress injuries, prison disaster, economic collapse, dangerous radiation.
It's time for the question of the week. The question this week is...
You want to come with me and play Mumbly Peg?
Oh, please.
Wayne Butain and Banana Cream Bowling Ball from Plunder Pledge.
We got good hamburgers, you know.
No. Negative Land, of course, Piece of Pie.
Piece of Pie, that's a classic.
It's already a classic.
Yeah, wow.
RX, which we just played, Imagine, Walk on the Wild Side.
That's one way of practicing the alphabet.
What is wrong with you?
Twink, Alphabent.
When you are a drug addict, it is easy.
Of course, we just
ELO and drug addiction. You
drug
know, nothing
addict,
better.
People like us, wobbly, jet black haired people.
Is enough to provide meat for about 8 American homes.
Forest.
Oh.
Evolution Control Committee here.
I want a cookie. Oh, one of the first mashups ever. Ozzymiso.
Ozzymiso Intro Inspection, a 12 plus minute long. Looking at all the intros of hundreds of songs.
Yeah, it's like, I think it's 158 songs in it, but it's always,
really?
It's the first, it's the first 16 bars of each track.
With their eyes all aglow. Value Village people, yeah. Chestnuts to you.
That was fun.
Tis the season. Okay.
Composition of Sheep. Yeah, this track's bananas.
Forest, yes. Chris Burke. The only artist who appears both on the New Wave disc from last week and this disc, Plunder
That's
Pledge.
Because you're just so in love with him, though, right?
Yeah, he's brilliant. Negative Land, Jolly Green Giant, of course, and Social Security, High by, all on the Plunder Pledge disc.
So there's no reason not to call. Like we're just that's just for $30, right?
That's for $30, or any of the you know, or anything up from that.
Yeah, exactly.
$30, you get the friend's card. You get the business, what does it say here? Friends card and the Plunder Pledge disc and the...
Yeah, we're getting the business, man.
Value Village People Extreme Makeover Audio Edition. Sir? Oh, okay.
What's that? Excellent.
The what?
Oh, we sold 2 t-shirts at the Deer Hunter show tonight. That's awesome. What, Deer Hunter are playing with...
What's
that?
Does it go towards?
Yeah, it should.
Yes, it does. Yeah, it does. Absolutely. You know.
So 2 people bought shirts.
So they're actually, so we've got a we should talk about this actually is we have tables set up kind of around town and stuff like that. Tonight, one of the most hippest gigs in town, Deer Hunter and Times New Viking, are at Richards on Richards, and CITR has a table there. So if you're on your way out to the show, you can pledge down there if you want to, and you can pick up a shirt and. Yeah, and if you want, tell me how Times New Viking work, because they're one of my favorite bands this year, actually. I'm sure they're going to be loud and obnoxious. And,
oh, really?
Oh, yeah, fantastic stuff.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah, really groovy.
So, yep, we're around in town, and that costs money to go out and do what we do.
Absolutely.
Here and there. And do we ever do remotes?
We're trying. Well, that's the thing. Is like we did our very first remote this year in September when we did the Welcome Back Barbecue. We actually did on air, on location for 6 hours. And it was an actual feed from the board that's and stuff like that. But that stuff costs money.
That stuff
as
is
always.
Not easy. It takes trained personnel as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who volunteer to do this, but they need the equipment.
Yeah.
And that costs money.
You know, so, I mean, we're still just the little guy. And if you want to support the little guy, we really, really appreciate it. And what's the total at?
It's total here. Sorry?
Okay, Ben's doing math. All right, this carry the one.
This could take a while. You people listen to Thunderbird Radio, hell, you know how slow Ben can be. So,
thank you, Bleak. All right.
Oh, my.
And
What? Oh my God. Okay, he actually needs a.
I think we'll get back to this.
And we're putting 101.9 on top of that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we do need a calculator, right?
Yeah, we do need a calculator. Okay, we'll come back with that tally in a second. Why don't we play something?
I've got something here.
What do you got lined up?
I'm going to play my favorite, one of my favorite tracks of all time. This I heard.
Steve Fisk?
No, this is a Flipper track.
Oh, of course.
In Life, My Friend. And this is from the Gone Fishing album. And this is one of the things that I heard just before I started college radio back in Tacoma in 1985. Holy
wow,
crap.
You're old.
So, yes. And I wasn't young then.
I know.
I was, how old was I? 21.
You know,
holy
there
smokes.
You go.
So, In Life, My Friends, this is a phenomenal song, which has never
by a
been
a phenomenal band.
Never been released on CD, and I think they're about to come out with a bunch of re-releases of their albums and things that have never been heard before. So I'm really looking forward to
so
that.
So another reminder: where else are you going to hear this kind of stuff than CITR 101.9?
Yeah, where else are you going to get this expertise?
Absolutely.
Looks like Ben has it at 900.
All right. $9,451.48. I love you all.
I can't even say it.
I love you.
You gotta say it before you can add it.
And we are actually $49 away from $9,500. So if you want to call in, give us a shout here at 822-8648.
So where else are you gonna hear this? This is Flipper.
Flipper!
Not the crummy live version of this song. This is the one with the guitar solo at the end that will just send your mind reeling into outer space. Just digging it.
I'm ready.
So, In Life, My Friends. I hope this works. Here we go.
In life, my friends, pass along. You need that grief if things go wrong. Sit down in peace and sing a song till all comes right. You've heard it said, go do your best till life's sun sinks the west. 'Tis better far to take a rest.
I've got money, and now I need love. I've got money, and now I need love.
CITR's third annual fund drive is on now. You can make your mark on our station by calling 604-822-8648. That's 604-UBC-UNIT. Remember that right now to make a donation. Can't make it to the phone? Visit www.citr.ca/donate and make a donation online. You'll be directed to the Campus Development Office and you can donate safely on there. Further details can be found on our website at www.citr.ca. So get your donation in fast to collect great prizes. The fund drive ends November 27th, so do it now.
This is Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. You have about 15 minutes left in order to get the Plunder Pledge disc and the Extreme Makeover Audio Edition Value Village People CD. They're about 15 minutes. Beyond that, they will not be available to you. So the push is on. It's time to give some money to your favorite radio station and hopefully one of your favorite shows. And I think Luke...
I hope this is your favorite show.
Well, this is mine.
No, it's definitely it's one of mine. Yeah.
Right? I'm hoping it's theirs.
I like your show better than my show.
My show's no good. No, I love my show. I love doing it too. I'm going to get back to the Plunder Pledge disc toward the probably the end of the show. I was listening to a track today that I wanted to get to, and it's not particularly experimental. There's experimental a little bit, but it's so twisted that I wanted to get to. It's a track by Momus, so I'll be getting to that in a little bit here.
Well, that's one thing you should point out about your show, Bleak, that you not only discover the experimental field and stuff like that, once in a while you'll do, like, crazy, like, okay, Brit pop from, 1983 and stuff like that, where you play, like, Red Lorry, Yellow Lorry, and, like, all those kind of crazy bands.
Yeah, a while
ago
I did that whole Cold Wave and Dark Wave show, and that was one of my favorite shows, actually. Early on, I think it was about 2003, I think, when I did a show,
The Flexi stuff or whatever. What is it called?
The Flexi Pop. I've done a couple of those.
Yeah.
But I did one that was all art punk.
Mm-hmm.
So it was all,
the animal things and stuff like that.
Animal things. And Flipper's one of them. And Mycon and Church Police and...
what's the name of that compilation?
Star
the Red
Pimp.
Dot or whatever.
Yeah, Red Spot.
Red Spot,
from, Subterranean Records.
Fantastic album. And which we have here in the vaults. We have the original vinyl, and you should see how chewed this thing is. And thanks to the caller calling in, 822-8648 is the number you really want to be calling.
I have a feeling it's my wife.
All righty. You think?
I think
it is. What are the odds? Well, let's play Momus.
Let's get into Momus. This is a track called The Guitar Lesson from... The Guitar Lesson from Don't Stop the Night, CITR.
Mother feels lesson is done. I turn it around between finger and thumb. We sit face to face, and it seems to me that her face is the face of a cat. I'm touching the place where her breasts will be. I press my hand flat. She comes into my lap. I turn her around. Her hands clasp my neck, and her feet skim the ground. Her skirt travels up under my palm. It's looking so calm. As if listening to the distant sound of a burglar alarm.
Shabby, no, not at all. They'd been finely tailored, lovely materials.
That is Chris Burke, a hero of mine, and that is from an album called Idioglossia, which came out in 1989, and it influenced me in many, many ways. And another track that I first played on
ways that we don't want to
KUPS. Know. KUPS. Holy crap! It's interesting how. Anyway, That is on Plunder Pledge, the disc that we played most of the tracks tonight on, and that is something that we are giving away for a price of a pledge. $30 for the Friends card and the two-disc Plunder Pledge and Extreme Makeover Audio Edition.
To your children.
Hopefully, when this confrontation occurs,
now you'll be hearing
it will make you feel deep
these tracks from Plunder Pledge, and that's the big giveaway tonight, I think.
I guess neither did I, Dad.
Value Village people. Danger. War. Evolution Control Committee.
CIA. Mayhem. Crisis. Horrible. Inflation. Military threat.
We should flat out do it right now and just say for $49 to put us at 9,500.
You know, $49.
Yeah, $49.
Good idea.
Give us a shout here at 822-8648 UBC unit. For only $49, you're getting the Value Village People's Audio Extreme Audio Makeover CD, the Plunder Pledge Limited Edition CD.
Very limited.
It's two discs already worth $25 each. So there you go, and you get thrown in a Friends of CITR card as well, which gives you discounts all over town, and you show us that you care. And thank you so much for who already have donated.
And anything over, I think for the, how much did you say? 15?
40. I just said $49 would put us at 9,500.
I think we'll throw in another disc for you, the Laurie Anderson.
All right, yeah, Big Science by Laurie Anderson. Fantastic, phenomenal album.
So there's three discs.
You know, three CDs right there. You know, give us a shout here. 822-8648.
Friends card come with that as well. So, we're almost, we got 4 minutes to get these things.
Four minutes.
Now the number, 822-8648. 822-8648. Let's hear that phone ringing now. There are people standing by.
There are.
And so we want to get it over that before we're out of here. Please give it to us. Well, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, you know. But come on. You know,
you're
getting three really killer records that belong in your record collection.
You're supporting a station that has been entertaining you for many, many years. And we want to be there for many years to come, and we want to do it better and smarter.
I don't know about smarter, but...
Smarter, well, we'll try. It's a lot to ask.
Either way, we're going to wrap up with Chestnuts.
Good. About time to, we're going to be hearing an older track that was done, it was a long time ago. It's by Value Village People, which includes Luke and I.
And, live on 24 Hours of Radio Art About.
This is from the Repent? No, this is from the next one. This is from,
that was on, Bloodbath and Beyond. Yeah.
That goes back a ways.
That does.
So Chestnuts to you, it is the season. And
this is also prominent on Feliz Navidad as well, which can be downloaded at bleak.sensoryresearch.net.
That is true, that the Extreme Makeover can
check
be downloaded there. 822-8648, just a few minutes left to go, 822-8648. All right. Okay, here we go with Value Village People and Chestnuts to You.
Remember, remember, remember this golden classic. Woo! Another big hit from yesterday.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost roasting on an open fire. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. Roasting on an open fire.
I think I smell something burning.
And folks dressed up like a turkey and your nose. Tiny tots with their eyes roasting on an open fire. We'll find it hard to sleep with reindeer. They know that Santa's on an open fire. He's loaded. And And every mother's child is gonna roast with their eyes all aglow on an open fire. And so I'm offering kids from one to many two. Although it's been said, scary Christmas. And so I really know how to fly. Chestnuts, although it's been said many times, chestnuts too.
Smokes, I can't believe I'm part of the coolest club in the world.
Bub?
Yeah?
So, what club is that?
CITR. As a club member, I get ginormous discounts on the Friends of CITR card, which in itself, Timmy, I must say, is pretty amazing. I get dirt cheap prices at stores and shots I'm at all the time anyway. To be honest, it feels like being in a club within a club.
Wow. Hey, I want a Friends of CITR card.
You don't even have to be a member to get one, although clearly you'd be that much cooler if you were a member. Go purchase your Friends of CITR card down at CITR, or at special events they sponsor, such as concerts, membership drives, and shindig.
I got it. It feels like having special powers. I go into stores and bam! Discounts.
Tis what I said.
If you look into a book, you might just say, I had fun just like Run, DMC and Jay.
Flash your Friends of CITR card.